وفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. I handed over all my affairs in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is well aware of the needs of His servants. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the accursed shaitan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I begin, the gracious, the merciful. Alhamdulillahi alladhi yu'minu al-khaifin wa yunajji al-salihin. Praise be to Allah who gives protection to the frightened, comes to the help of the upright. Wa yarfa'u al-mustad'afin wa yad'u al-mustakbirin. Promotes the cause of the weak and the enslaved, annihilates the autocrats, destroys rulers and appoints the awaited saviors in their places. وَيُحْلِكُ مُلُوكًا وَيَسْتَخْلِفُ آخَرِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ قَاسِمِ الْجَبَّارِينَ مُبِيرِ الظَّالِمِينَ مُدْرِكِ الْحَارِبِينَ نَكَالِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Praise be to Allah who breaks everything belonging to the oppressors, puts an end to the tyrants. Sariq al-mustasriqin mawdi' hajat al-talibin mu'tamad al-mu'minin. Watches over the fugitives, brings assistance to those who cry out for help. Meets and clears up the demands of the needy besiegers. Supports the faithfuls. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى. We bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his prophet. ونشهد أن عليا وأبناءه المعصومين حجج الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. We bear witness that Imam Ali and his pure progeny are the guides for the humankind, the leaders of the humankind. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي. I advise myself to all of you, my brothers and sisters, the servants of Allah, to be careful of our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِتَقْوَى اللَّهُ وَتَعَتَيْهِ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned in His holy book, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا عِزَّةً أَهَلِهَا أَدِلَّةً وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. Quran Majid is a book for guidance for humankind. It guides all aspects of life. The nature of the arrogant powers and the kings, rulers, Quran mentions in these words. Surely the kings, when they enter a town, ruin it and makes the noblest of its people to be low, and thus they always do. When we see today's world and destruction of Iraq, destruction of Afghanistan, and now is going on constantly in Pakistan, it shows how the nature of these people, those who are unaware of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do this. Quran says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَ اللَّهُ غَافِرًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And do not think Allah to be heedless of what they unjust do. Allah is well aware. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لَيَوْمٍ تَشْخُصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah gives time, Allah gives respite, and He only respite them to a day on which the eyes shall be fixed open. When the wrath of Allah comes, they have to open their eyes. What has happened? Beware the earth which bears you and the sky which overshadows you are obedient to their sustainers. Imam Ali says, alayhi salatu wasalam, they have not been bestowing their blessings on you for any feeling of pity on your and you are inclination towards you, nor for any good which they expect from you. But they were commanded to bestow benefits on you, and they are obeying, and were asked to maintain your good, and so are they maintaining it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْتَلِي عِبَادَهُ عِنْدَ الْآمَالِ السَّيِّئَةِ بِنَقْصِ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَحَبْسِ الْبَرَكَاتِ وَإِغْلَاقِ قَزَائِنِ الْخَيْرَاتِ. Certainly Allah tries His creatures in respect of their evil deeds. Actions, each and every actions of us have reaction. Each and every cause has the effect. Causes, if our sins are causes, the effects are. Imam Ali says, Allah tries His creatures in respect of their evil deeds by decreasing fruits, holding back blessings, and closing the treasure of good. So that he who wishes to repent may repent, he who wishes to turn away from evils may turn away. This Allah gives the time. He who wishes to recall forgotten good may recall, and he who wishes to abstain from evil may abstain. Allah the Glorified has made the seeking of His forgiveness a means for pouring down of livelihood and mercy on the people, as Allah has said. Alaykum As-Salam. Seek the forgiveness of your Lord. Verily, He is the most forgiving. He will send down upon you the clouds raining in torrents, and help you with health, wealth and sons, children. And today we are celebrating, inshallah, tonight, the birth of Imam Al-Askari, alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He says, إِنَّكُمْ فِي آجَالٍ مَنْقُوسَ وَأَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَ وَالْمَوْتُ يَعْتِ بَغْدَةً مَنْ يَزْرَ خَيْرًا يَحْسَدُ غِبْتَ. Imam Hasan Askari says, you are here in a time, limited time, and we all of us, we have to go. أَيَّامُ مَعْدُودَ, very countless, counting, the time is counting. وَالْمَوْتُ يَعْتِ, mouth comes overnight. The one who does good on his field of activities, example is zara, zira'a in Arabic is farmland. A farmer, if he does good, he reaps good. And at the same time, if he does wrong timings, he will, of course, get what he does. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world as such. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. If we do atom of good, we shall see it. If we do atom of bad, we shall see it. That's how the action should be done very carefully, because each and every action has its own reaction. إِنَّ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَبْلَغَ الْمُعَذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. The best of Book of Admonition, Imam Ali says, Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wal Asr innal insana lafi khusr. I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. Wal Asr, Allah swears by the time. Time is very precious. Maybe time of Jummah is also a time. Those who are privileges and of those who can come, they are here. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, human beings are the losers. If you want to be away from losing your asset, Allah says the best way is illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Not only faith will going to take us away from our losing habit, we need to do amale salihat. Amale salihat is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given different abilities to all of us. To use those abilities accordingly is called amale salihat. Amale salihat, each and every person is different. Amale salihat of a doctor is different than the amale salihat of a patient. Amale salihat of a speaker is different than the listeners. So each one of us, we do have different abilities. If we use properly, that is called amale salihat. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. When it comes to truth, not only you be on the truth, always enjoin each other. That's why we have Amre Bil Maruf wa Nahi Anil Munkar. When we see someone is doing wrong, it is our duty to say, brother, in a nice manner, what I understood from Islam, this is the behavior should be. If I am wrong, please correct me. This kind of behavior. Watawaso means enjoining each other. Watawaso bil haqq, watawaso bis sabr. When it comes to sabr, perseverance, we need to enjoin each other. Salawat wa Muhammad wa Muhammad. Allah. Allah. محمد وعجل فرجهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه وأشرف بريته بالقاسم محمد اللهم صل على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد فقد قال الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إن مؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار Either 10th or 8th of Rabi Usani is the birth of Imam Al-Hasan Al-Askari, 11th Imam of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And tonight we do have program at this center, and you can go to your respective centers and take your children to take the light from the Imam and learn the teachings of the Imam to adapt in our life and change our behavior. Imam was born in Medina, 10th of Rabiul Akhar or 8th of Rabiul 10th of or 8th, 232 Hijra, which is equal to 846 AD. Martyrdom is in Samarra, Iraq, on the 8th of Rabiul Awwal, 260 Hijra. And he lived for 28 years only. His period of imamat is 6 years. His name was Imam Hassan and surname is Abu Muhammad, and well-known title was Zaki. Askari is Zaki and Askari. His father was Imam Hadi alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma. Whereas his mother's name was Sausan. He was 22 when his father was martyred. He was 28 when he martyred. As his period of imamat is 6 years. What we should learn from the life of the imams is the circumstances in which they existed. Today when we see the world, each and every part of the world is different circumstances. When I see the Islamic Republic of Iran is the circumstances of during the time of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, ruling of Imam Ali. He was a caliph and he was a commander, wilaya in the hand. So Iran is representing the life of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. When we see the life here in the Western society, as if it is a time of during the time of Imam Sadiq and Imam Jab, Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, where we have respite, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Where we have the time to propagate Islam, there is a little bit freedom is there, although it is not much, but still is there, and we could do so many things, establishment of education centers and etc. Likewise, the situation of Iraq is different than the situation of Pakistan, each and every place. During the time of Imam Hassan Askari, the suffocation was so much. Imam used to live in occultation during his time. Occultation meaning he never used to meet openly to the people. And someone asked, oh Mullah, why don't you open like your forefathers? Imam said, my followers, meaning the follower of Ahlul Bayt, the Shias should learn how to live without an imam. The time is coming very soon. I will be gone and my son will be in occultation so that they can learn the life being without the imam. That is how Imam has taught, and he has represented representation all over the Muslim country. the school of Vikala, which we all of us today we have from the Maharaj, so and so in his Wakil, is started from the life of Imam Hadi and Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I have few sayings of the Imam so that we can learn from the life and change our course of history. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says, lead a simple life and avoid spending lavishly and with immoderation. So practical. Today the world 1.7, 1.8 billion human beings lack of food. So we have to be very careful. Exclusively in this part of the world, the amount of extravagance so much, our lavish life is becoming much more severe, and we are forgetting the needs of our own brothers and sisters in our places. So Imam is asking us to lead simple life. Reach whomsoever, salute him, and when you arrive in assembly, when you meet a person, always be first to say assalamu alaikum, because it is the seerat of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salam. Sit at a low place became, that means wherever time, place is available, and go and sit. Don't need to search a place where you think this is a higher place where the dignitaries are sitting. And always show humbleness. Avoid telling lies, as it is the key to the evils. Whoever is not a friend of Allah, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, is a hypocrite. So it is also, it's a very clear guidance. Wilayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam is a key to understand the Iman. If there is no wilayat, it is a nifaq. And we could see easily the nifaq of the world. Whosoever has faith in the resurrection day and the hereafter, fulfill his commandment, promises. That means ahad. When you promise, fulfill the promises. If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat badiya Muhammad wa ala Muhammad bar Allah. Today, all of you know that there is an election is going on. I think today is just now they are closing their ballot. And the turnout was so huge, they have to extend 2 hours, and again they extended 1 hour more. Now, alhamdulillah, as the Wali Amr al-Muslimin, Rahbar, has called it, the turnout of the Muslimin will be a slap on the Western society, the arrogant power, those who are condemning the situation of Islamic Republic of Iran. Alhamdulillah, again, our brothers and sisters in Iran, they have shown that loyalty to the system, and may hope, inshallah, very soon, this government will be an example for entire humankind. And we pray, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Khamenei Rahbar. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala wa ajjil farajam. Situation in Pakistan, all of you know, is very grim, exclusively for the follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. On Wednesday, as a brutal act have been again committed, bringing down from the bus, a passenger bus, and reading the names they kill. And it is ethnic cleansing. So more than 10 or 15 brothers in 16 brothers in that part of the world. And another tragedy was in South Punjab. Maulana Hafiz Sakalain Sahib has been martyred, and the Ulama's expression, while I was reading, they say South Punjab is now a Qatlgah. So Qatlgah is a battleground. And unfortunately, in the battleground, it happens, there is a defending values are there. Unfortunately, they are killing those who are defenseless people. And our hands are tied. We cannot kill each and everyone. We can kill the zalim. The biggest problem we are facing, the follower of Ahlul Bayt, we cannot go in the mosque, we cannot go any place of the worship, any place where we can kill anyone. No, we don't have. That is one of the biggest problems. At the same time, we need to wake up and we need to do something, because the security of human lives, security of honor, security of wealth is first and foremost a requirement of a government. A government is existing because of these three securities. All these three securities are not there in Pakistan. There is no security of human life. There is no security of honor or izzat, and there is no security of wealth. That shows government is not run by any real governors. We need to change. We need to understand the problem. And the biggest the responsibility on the shoulder of the ulama scholars, those scholars may be Sunni or Shia, no matter. All the scholars, they have a responsibility. As a beautiful article is there in the Fortnite magazine, which is Crescent International, ulama in the service of Taghut. As Imam Khomeini used to say, ulama-e-darbari, mullah-e-darbari. In his masterpiece, Ilahiya Ulum al-Ilahiya Ulum al-Din, Imam Abu Hamid Ghazali says, offers the following advice to Muslims: shun those ulama that stand as supplicants at the ruler's door. It's not from the Imam Asameen. It is from the one of the scholars who is Ghazali, was well respected in the Muslim exclusive Sunni school of thought. Instead, seek guidance of those that are visited by the rulers. Imam Ghazali was writing at a time when the rulers were Muslims. Today, Muslims have fallen to such depths that hundreds of millions are forced to live under non-Muslim rules. This is most strikingly evident in, for example, in India, more than 200 million Muslims. And when we see the comparison, 15 million of the Sikh people, they are now having the seat of prime ministership for two terms. And 200 million Muslims are there watching. They cannot do nothing. Why? Because there is no leadership in the society. One of the biggest problems is to open the eyes, understand who are the people, those who are dividing is. Once we understand that, then our problem will be solved. For example, when we see the example of Hezbollah, Hafizahullah, all of the system of Hezbollah is clear guidelines for all those who are living in a country which is not run by the Muslims. And that unity of Hezbollah, and with the Hezbollah, all those who are non-Muslims also, even the Sunni brothers, are united in their movement. That shows that kind of leadership we need in Pakistan, that kind of leadership we need in India and all other countries, even in Canada. But we are so scattered, we don't believe in no one but ourselves. And ourselves are not capable of leading the Ummah. Salawat padhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allah. Wa'ajjil farajahum. Wave of violence attacked Baghdad. 60 martyred last week. We were not here. And more than 60 people have been martyred. All of these events in Iraq is telling us again and again, so the well-organized system of terrorism, that is called terror of politics of terror. One of the system they started is politics of terror. Last night I was telling, definition of terrorism, you read in any newspaper, they never define the terrorism. I never seen what is terrorism, because the moment they defined the terrorism, first they fell on that explanation, that term. That's why they don't. So terrorism, taking the life without any reason, is a terrorism. And attacking any country without a reason is a terrorism. And taking out the wealth of other countries is a terrorism. And entering into the country without the permission of any country is a terrorism. When we see all of this, it's been done by the big shaitans. May Allah give us inspiration to understand and wake ourselves up to find out the reality and do something. The best thing is, last 3 weeks before, in 70 cities in America, American people, not Muslims, American people, they had millions of people, they were saying no war to Iran. Americans. So that means human being, they love naturally the justice and equity. And that kind of time is coming on the 4th of March on Sunday, there is going to be a demonstration from the people, organized not by the Muslims. No war to Iran, no war on Iran. That is the subject. I hope all of us will be there and shout against this tyranny and oppression, inshallah. Salawat Padhiye Muhammad Wale Muhammad Wale. Always people ask, what can we do, Maulana, what we can do? The best we can do is at least boycott the Zionist media, Zionist productions, and the list is available online. And all of us, we do have that responsibility. And as they are boycotting us, and that is how we have to do. May Allah give us that inspiration, inshallah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala. والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه وأشرف بريته أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على والصلاة والسلام على علي أمير المؤمنين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وفاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين اللهم صل على محمد والصلاة والسلام على أئمة المسلمين الحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل على محمد وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والحجة القائم المهدي اللهم صل على حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك الذي يملأ الأرض قسطا وعدلا بعدما مليت ظلما وجورا اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وسراياهم ومرابطهم في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا بينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ويعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله فإنه ذاكر لمن ذكره واسألوا الله من رحمته ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار بمحمد وآله الأطهار اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله